Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 75. We'll read verses 1 through 7 together. Psalm 75, verses 1 through 7. Psalm 75, verses 1 through 7. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. And let's finish on verse 7 together. Ready? But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much. Lord, I believe with all my heart that you're pleased with this church. It's obvious that your presence is here. And I believe this morning this church did exactly what you wish every church would do, and that's lift up the name of Jesus. Now, Father, please help us tonight. Help our preacher. Fill him with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. Change our hearts. Change our lives so we could go out and reach others for you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This evening, we have read from Psalm 75. I'm going to read one verse to you again. From this particular verse, I take my sermon. Verse 4 says, I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. The Lord says to the fool, deal not foolishly. The title of my sermon this evening is this, Let's Not Make a Deal. Let's not make a deal. The psalmist said, don't deal foolishly. What he's saying is don't treat people in a foolish way. Don't treat God in a foolish way. In your dealings with man and God, don't be foolish. Let's see, Brother Brett, I'm going to see if I could use this microphone if I could. There used to be a game show called Let's Make a Deal. How many of you ever seen or heard of the show called Let's Make a Deal? All right. Probably. That's probably where they got their idea for this new show. It's called Deal or No Deal, and that's become a burlesque show. But they had a show in years gone by called Let's Make a Deal. And the fella that emceed it, we think, was a guy by the name of Monty Hall. Now, was that the guy's name? Anybody know? Okay, Monty Hall was the commentator for Let's Make a Deal. That what would happen is people dressed up in some corny costumes, they'd show up in the studio audience, then they would call some people up out of the audience, and then they would make a deal. Oh, they might be offered, there might be three curtains, and they would say, sir, would you like to have curtain one, curtain two, curtain three, or the money that I have in my pocket? And they would make a deal. And sometimes behind curtain one was something that was nice, sometimes behind curtain two was something that was not so nice. Sometimes the amount of money that Monty Hall had in his pocket was a dollar. Sometimes he had more than that, but they'd make a deal, and he would wheel and deal with them. Sometimes the prizes were what I call booby prizes, and other times they were just fantastic prizes. But I'll tell you what we need to do. We're going to play Let's Make a Deal for a moment, because I want you to understand it, which means I'm going to need three contestants. Do I have three contestants that could help me? I have one right here. Come on down here. Right back here. The big guy. Come down. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come on up here. Come all the way up on the platform, fellas. Stand and face the audience. I have three contestants here. I'm going to find out what the contestants' names are. What's your name, sir?
Rick.
Okay, Rick. And what's your name?
John.
That's good. And your name?
Monty.
Monty. All right. Well, I am going to use someone, and they are going to be one of my contestants. And brother, you know what? I better ask, who is our contestant for this evening?
Well, Monty, all the way from Martinsburg, West Virginia, we've got Dr. Right Reverend Rick Young tonight. Let's hear it from
Young! All right. Fellas, you can go ahead and have a seat, and we have Rick Young. Mr. Young, come on up here, if you will, and I need to ask you a question, Mr. Young. Where are you from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. All right. Well, is that a Viking hat?
I don't think so.
It's a chicken hat. Boy, what a guy will do to get on our show. Well, Mr. Young, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a deal. Let's make a deal. Mr. Young, in my trousers, I have some money in my left pocket. I have some money in my right pocket. I would like for you to tell me which pocket you would like to have, and whatever amount of money is in my pocket, I am going to let you have it. What will it be?
Right pocket.
The right pocket. All right. Now, I know how much is in my right pocket. But you know, Mr. Young, let's look and see what was in my left pocket. It's a penny. It looks like you made a good selection so far. But, Mr. Young, would you like to make a deal? Do you like to make deals?
I like deals.
All right. He likes deals. So, he has chosen whatever amount of money is in my left pocket. Now, Mr. Young, I just happen to have some money in my right jacket pocket. Now, what I'd be willing to do is I'd be willing to make a deal with you. If you will give me what is in my right pocket back, I'll give you what's in my jacket pocket. What would you like to do? Do you want to keep the trouser pocket or do you want the jacket pocket?
Jacket pocket's bigger.
Indeed it is. But dynamite comes in little packages.
I'll take the jacket pocket.
You're going to take the jacket pocket. Well, let's check and see how much is in my jacket pocket. There's $20, $40, $50. Now, let me check one more time. Are you sure you want the 50? I'd be willing to make a deal with you one more time. If you want the 50, it's going to be yours. But if you say, I think I'll trade back to go to what's in that trouser pocket, I'll do it. But this last time, this is your last chance. Do you want the 50? Would you like to make a deal with what's in my other pocket? Who do you have with you today? Do you have any family with you today? Is this your family here? All the young families stand up there. There's mom and dad and a daughter. Right there's his wife and I think one of his sons right back there. We're glad that you came. Hey, do you want to help him a little bit here? Somebody tell him. Hey, Dad, what do you think? Dad says keep the 50. Keep the 50. Okay, Mr. Young, the pressure is on. Let's make a deal. Do you want the 50, or do you want the amount of money that's been unseen yet?
Dad says keep the 50.
All right. Well, I have to know, you've not obeyed your dad most of life. So this is a wonderful opportunity to start. There's your $50 bill. Now, let's see if you made the right deal. And in my pocket, I have a $5 bill. Good job, Mr. Young. You can have a seat. The game was called Let's Make a Deal. But you know, sometimes man tends to want to make deals with God. God, if you'll do what I ask you to do, then I'll do what you ask me to do. But that's bad thinking on our part. Does the created require the creator to accept a deal? Oh, I think not.
should you and I turn to God and say, hey, God, if you'll do this for me, I'll do something for you? No, I don't think that's the way it's supposed to work. I believe that we should obey God without trying to make a deal with Him about our obedience. Don't try to be a wheeler and dealer with God. You're not to try to Jew things out of God. You're not to be a used car salesman with God. Your life is not a garage sale or a flea market where you wheel and deal about the will of God. Oh, not at all. Let's not make a deal. The Bible says here in Psalm 75 verse 1, it says, I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. Don't you go trying to make deals with God in your life. For instance, number one, we say, God, you get me out of this, and I'll serve you with my life. You listen to me, folks. You should serve God with your life, whether He gets you out of your situation or not. We turn to God and say, God, hey, God, I'll make a deal with you. You give me what I want, I'll give you what you want. Wait a minute, you're to give God what He wants, whether He gives you what you want or not. Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, it says this. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. This is a story about three Hebrew children by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were getting thrown into a burning fiery furnace. They were asked to recant their God and to deny God. You know what the Bible says they said? They said, our God is going to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. But even if He doesn't, we're not turning our back on God. We're not doing it. That's why it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God. Now, folks, it's time for good Christians to stop trying to make deals with God. God, you get me out of this, and I'll serve you with my life. You know, you're more apt to get something out of God if He sees that you will serve Him because it's not right. If you'll serve Him because it's right instead of striking up a deal with God. I wonder how many have made those promises, but you didn't even keep it. I wonder how many people in this room, you said, God, get me out of this. I'll serve you with my whole heart. How are you doing with that promise? Are you doing what you promised you would do? God, you get me home from war and I'll serve you forever. Well, what are you doing for Him? The right attitude is this. I'll serve you whether you get me home from war or not. God, you get me out of this mess in my life and I'll serve you. Hey, most messes of ours are self-inflicted. God, solve this mess and that I got myself into and I'll serve you forever. You ought to have this attitude. God, I got myself into this mess. I'd love to be out, but if I don't get out, I'm serving you no matter what. In a mess or out of a mess, I'm committed to serve you. My service to you, God, is not a part of the deal. I'm supposed to serve you, so I'm going to serve you. Let's not make a deal. This is how the human race thinks, though. They think that the created ought to be striking up deals with the Creator, as if life is a game show, and it's not. God, you get me out of this mess, and I'll serve you with my life. No, you should serve God with your life in a mess or out of a mess. Number two, deal number two. God, give me money, and I'll use my money for you. God, give me money, and I'll use my money for you. It ought to be that you use what money you have for Him, whether He gives you more or not. Job 1:21, the Bible says, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, folks, we come into this life naked. We're going to go out of this life naked. You're not taking any of it with you. And every bit that you've gathered all along the way came from Him anyway. Job said, God, I'm serving you rich or poor. Doesn't matter. No deals. Oh, but we say, oh, God, give me money, and I'll use it for you. Just for your information, He gave you everything you already have. Are you using it for Him? When you say, oh, give me money, I'll use it for you. He already gave you money. What'd you do with it? Did you use it for him? God's will cannot be bid upon like on eBay. Go to the highest bidder. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. It's not a, God, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. No way, you're to scratch his back whether yours gets scratched or not. No deals with God. People say, God, if you'll pay off my bills, I'll start giving to the church. You're supposed to give anyway. People say, God, if you'll make my business rich, I'll be generous to the poor. You're to be generous to the poor whether God makes your business a success or not. God, if you'll give me a raise, I'll start tithing. You're supposed to tithe whether you get a raise or not. God, if you'll let me have a bunch of money, I'll give sacrificially. You are to give sacrificially whether God gives you a bunch of money or not. No deal. No deal. God, give me money and I'll use my money for you. God, if you'll let me have a bunch of money, I'll give some back. Hey, God is not a loan shark or a pawnbroker. He is a king who deserves our financial obedience, whether it's going well or not. And I'm telling you, this is how people think. Let's make a deal, God. Like the old game show, The Price is Right. Oh, God, come on now, God, The Price is Right. I'm here to make a deal with you, God. It doesn't work that way. He is God. Deal number three. God, heal my body and I will use my health and my healthy body for you. Heal my body and I'll serve you with it. You know, you ought to say healthy or unhealthy. I'm going to use my body for God. No deals. No deals. 2 Corinthians 12:8 says this. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And what that is about is the Apostle Paul had eye problems. He could not see well. And on 3 different occasions, the great Apostle Paul approached God and said, Dear God, make my eyes better. And God didn't do it. God chose that Paul had that physical ailment. It was a part of God's will. I am glad that Paul didn't say, God, if you'll heal my eyes, I'll serve you. Paul did not do that. Paul said, God, with good eyes or bad eyes, I am going to serve you. And the Apostle Paul did. God, heal my body and I'll use my healthy body for you. God, get rid of my cancer and I'll go soul winning. You got to go soul winning whether you have cancer or don't. You have it or not. No deals. God, take away my heart problems and I'll be faithful to church. You ought to be faithful to church with a good ticker or a bad ticker. God, remove my back problem and I'll give to missions. You ought to give to missions with or without a good or bad back. God, get me out of this wheelchair and I'll give my time to the church. You ought to give your time to the church if you got to sit in a wheelchair while you do it. Who do we think we are? Puny little man goes to God and said, God, my way or the highway? You want to make a deal here? Well, God is not a court jester with a stupid hat on that you as a human being can strike up a deal with. He's God. He's God. No deals. No deals. God, take away my arthritis and I'll use the altar. Look, if you got to hobble down the aisle and fall on your knees and it takes you 3 minutes to get up, you ought to use the altar with or without arthritis. God, heal my disease and I'll teach a Sunday school class. You ought to teach a Sunday school class with a disease. God, help me to feel better and I'll read my Bible. You ought to read your Bible and no matter how sick you are. God, take away my headaches and I'll join the bus ministry. What are you going to do if he doesn't take them away? Are you going to use them as an excuse the rest of your life? Serve God. No deals. No deals. God, heal my body. If you'll heal my body, I'll use it for you. Can I tell you how to get somewhere with God? God, whether I'm rich or poor, I'm serving you. Healthy or unhealthy, I'm serving you. Up or down, I'm serving you. God will look down and say, there's somebody I'd like to bless, but this wheeler and dealer over here that says, God, come on, let's make a deal. You may think you're smart enough to make a deal with God, but God's no dummy. God's looking for those people that say, God, I'm serving you. Period. That's it. No prerequisites on your part for God. God doesn't have to fill out an application to see if He qualifies for you to serve Him. Serve Him. Period. There'll be people in this church that'll be gone in 2 months. I'll tell you why. You're a deal maker. And if it goes my way, I'll serve God. Then you're going to have some faithful people. As the world would say, come hell or high water, they're serving God, and it doesn't matter what's coming. They're not quitting. They're not backing off. They're not shutting up. They're going to keep on going for God, and it does not matter what comes their way. I don't know which one you are, but I want you to remember, when you put your tail between your legs and run on God, you might as well go ahead and put the gesture hat on and say, hey, let's make a deal. The deal didn't go my way. I'm taking my ball, and I'm going home. I'm not playing with God anymore. Didn't get what I wanted. No deals. Let's not make a deal. Deal number four. God, make me a success and I will use my life for you. It ought to be whether you're successful or a flop that you use your life for God. This passage of Scripture that we read at the beginning of the hour, Psalm 75, verse 4 through 7, it says, I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, this is our text, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Here the Bible says, promotion or success does not come from the east. It does not come from the west. It does not come from the south. Where does it come from? It comes from the north. Where is the north? That is where God is. Hey, you get promotion by God. Don't you foolishly try to wheel and deal to get promotion. Stop and realize, if God wants to promote you, He'll promote you. And if He doesn't, He won't. But it is not your job to say, God, if you promote me, I'll serve you. You are serving no matter what He chooses to do with you. Lord! Make my business a success, and I'll give it to you. How can you give Him what is supposed to already be His? Doesn't He already own it? Who do you think you are keeping your business for you anyway? The Bible says every good and perfect gift cometh from above. Make me famous, and I'll tell people about you. You ought to be telling people about Jesus if you're unknown to the whole world. Let me reach my goals and I'll help you reach your goals, God. What kind of a deal is that? God, let me reach my goals and I'll figure into this thing, and when I'm sailing high, I'll make sure that I put in a poke for you and I'll promote you some. What in the world does the human race think they're doing? Offering a deal to God. Let me go down in history or make my mark and let me be what I want to be and then I'll exalt you. You ought to be what He wants you to be even if you're forgotten and you don't get to make your mark on society. No deals. No deals. God, make my ministry well known and I will give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Look, your ministry, it should not matter whether it's well known or not. Your Savior ought to be exalted and you ought to serve Him if you're an unknown. Make me a famous singer and I will give my voice to you. You ought to say, I'll use my voice for you whether anybody ever hears me or not. God, let me get up there in front of a bunch of people and sing. You ought to be willing to sing on a bus route or in a little old Sunday school class or on a street corner down at the rescue mission. Who do you think you are exalting yourself and saying, God, you give me what I want, then I'll give you what you want. We've got it all wrong. Should the created require a deal from the Creator? God said, deal not foolishly. Deal not foolishly. God, help everyone to know me, then I'll help them to know you. Look, folks, we better get us out of the road and better let it be known that He is God and He is a Savior and He deserves the glory and the honor for everything. Let's not make a deal. No deal. God, you get me out of this and I'll serve you with my life. No deal. God, give me money and I'll use my money for you. No deal. God, heal my body, and I will use my healthy body for you. No deal. God, make me a success, and I will use my life for you. Oh, no. How about this? God, spare my life, and I will love you. It ought to be that you love Him, whether He spares your life or takes your life. Job 13:15, Job said this, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. You know what Job said? God. And Job was going through a very difficult time. Job was being beat up by the devil. I mean, they were tearing him to shreds. His family was dying all around him. His businesses were dying. Job was covered with boils from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. He was a sick man. Everything around him was falling apart. And Job stood up and feebly said, though He slay me, yet will I serve Him. It's time for Christians to stop being fair weather Christians and let's make a deal. When everything goes my way, I'll stay faithful. When everything goes my way, I'll go to the church. God, you take care of me, I'll take care of you. Hey, you ought to take care of God whether He takes care of you to your approval or not. Spare me and you will get my obedience. Spare me and you will get my time. No deal. Spare me, and you will get my attention, God. You ought to give Him your attention anyway. Spare me, and you will get my mind. You ought to give Him your mind whether He spares you or not. Spare me, and you will get my family. Spare me, and you will get my talent. Spare me, and you can have my admiration. Spare me, and you can have my productivity. Spare me, and you can have my energy. Spare me, and you can have me. I am very sorry to every Christian in this house. God deserves you. He deserves all of you, whether it's going good or bad, whether it's prosperity or failure, whether it's health or it is a lack of health, whether you're rich or poor, God deserves you. Stop making deals with God. Stop making deals with God. This isn't Monty Hall. This isn't Hollywood. It's not The Price is Right. It's not Let's Make a Deal. It's not Deal or No Deal. Oh no! No! This is real. He is God. He is God. But we approach Him. God, make you a deal. I'll do right if. And there's your problem. You ought to say, God, I'll do right, period. Not God, I'll do right if. Think about it. God, I'll give if. God, I'll go to church if. God, I'll change my life if. It ought to be God, I will, period. No deals. And I am telling you how to get something out of God. Recently, and I'm finished, one of our fine people came to my office, fearful. Said, I'm going to have some tests. I'm a little fearful that I have cancer. But Owens, I came that you'd pray for me and that we would pray that God heal my body and that everything would be fine. I took them to the book of James and I showed them where the scripture talked about going to the elders, having a brief anointing with oil and praying that someone would be healthy. Nothing weird, nothing like Benny Hinn. Just what the Bible teaches. I anointed them with oil and said, God, please. You told us to ask. So I'm asking you, Father, help her to be healthy. Please. And then I said, but God, just so you know, whether she's healthy or not, we're serving you. What comes of the test will have no bearing on our love and commitment to you. But we're asking that you keep her safe. We got finished. She left the office. Got a note underneath my office door tonight. Said, dear Brother Owens, no cancer. I'm cancer free. You know what? We're going to serve you cancer free. We're going to serve you. But
had the results come back, cancer. You know what?
You're still God. You're still God, and I trust you. We're going to serve you with the cancer or without it. No deals here, God. You've got us lock, stock, and barrel. No deals.
And it's people like that that God looks down and says, I'm going to take care of you. You're a winner. You're a winner every time when you don't go around making deals with God. The psalmist said in Psalm 75, to the foolish, don't deal foolishly. What was he saying? Your dealings with people and God. Don't be foolish in your dealings. Don't be foolish. The way you treat God, don't be foolish. If you're here this evening and you say, God, I'm not saved. You know, I'd get saved if you do thus and so for me. Wrong. You better stop and realize what a deal it is just to get saved. You get saved on His terms, not yours. This is how it's going to be, God. You're arrogant. You're cocky. You obviously do not know how big He is and how puny and putrid you are. Nah, it ought to be like this. God, you got me. All of me. It doesn't matter what comes. You have me. You give me a church full of people that say, I'm in. I am in. I'm not going to debate on it constantly. I recently told a man who was pastoring, he said, Brother Owens, this is hard. This is hard. I said, yeah, let me tell you why it's hard. It's hard because every sermon you preach, the people are voting on you again. They sit there and say, I like him. No, I don't like him. I'm staying. No, I'm leaving. I said, people are immature. I said, you feel like you're being voted on. Every decision you make, everything you do, you're being voted on again, over and over and over and over again. He said, this is hard. You know something? I don't want God to feel like it's hard to be God. God, I'm not voting on you. I'm not making any deals. You are God. I am your servant. I'm in. Every move you make, I'm behind you. Everything you do, I'm behind you. Hey, if you bless me, fine. If you don't bless me, you're not going to shake me. God, I'm going to stay with you like a shadow. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. You don't have to worry. Am I going to stick with it? God, help me. But I'm sticking with it. No deals, God. You got somebody that doesn't want to make a deal. You do what you want and I'll trust you. Period. You'd last if you'd live like that. Too bad I can't preach this sermon to you every day of your life because you're always voting on God. Do I love Him? Do I not? Do I serve Him? Do I not? Do I go to church? Do I not? Settle it. No deals. I'm doing right. Period. Change your life.